This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Military officers in Gabon said they had seized power on Wednesday, and it put President Ali Bongo under house arrest, stepping in minutes after the Central African State's election body announced he had won a third term. Moki Edwin Kindezka has more.
Ce jour, 30 août 2023,
soldiers declare on Gabonese TV that the military, united in a transitional committee, is putting an end to the leadership of President Ali Bongo. Gabon held elections on August 26, but contested results indicate 69-year-old Albert Ondo Osa, a former minister and university professor, won the poll. Ondo said Ali Bongo wanted to steal his victory. Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Ukraine hit Russia hard and deep inside Russian territory with its largest drone attack against Moscow since the war began. Details now from Associated Press reporter Charles Deledesma.
Russia says Ukraine has launched what appears to be the biggest drone attack on Russian soil since Moscow invaded 18 months ago, while Ukrainian officials say a Russian attack on Kyiv has resulted in deaths early on Wednesday. Starting with Russia, drones hit an airport in the west, starting a massive fire. The regional governor ordering all flights cancelled so damage could be assessed during daylight, while state media reported that transport aircraft were damaged. While in Kyiv, a military official said falling debris has killed two people after Russia attacked the capital using drones and missiles. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Also, there was an attack by Russia on Kyiv, one of its most aggressive since the war began. This is VOA News. The U.S. state of Florida is getting pounded by Hurricane Idalia right now. It came ashore in what is being called the state's Big Bend region as a Category 3 storm with a very dangerous storm surge. And according to National Hurricane Center hurricane specialist Daniel Brown, it is not over.
So they're going to be moving across the northern part of Florida. And then as we get later in the afternoon and evening, moving up into southeastern Georgia. Again, hurricanes on a point, a lot of these hazards are going to extend far from the center, including the storm surge, wind, and heavy rainfall.
It's estimated that millions have been evacuated and or are sheltering in place. A Pakistani court on Wednesday extended the jail custody of former Prime Minister Imran Khan for 14 days to investigate him on charges of leaking state secrets. A court suspended his sentence on Tuesday for corruption and said Khan could be released on bail, but he was barred from leaving as he was still being remanded in the official secrets case. Here's VOA's Ayaz Ghul.
He is required in another case for allegedly leaking official secrets, so that's why he will not be able to leave the prison. And this court hearing in this particular case was conducted this morning on Wednesday.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo talked up American firms' desire to do business in China and her hopes for further engagement with Chinese officials on market access on Wednesday, after earlier comments over China being uninvestable.
U.S. businesses want to do business here, but they need to have a predictable regulatory environment.
The Commerce Secretary is the latest Biden administration official to visit China, an attempt to reduce friction between the two superpowers. Britain is also making a similar visit to China.
The trip is the first by U.K. Foreign Secretary to China in more than 5 years. Relations have sunk over Beijing's curbing of civil liberties in the former British colony of Hong Kong, abuses against the Uyghur minority, China's support for Russia, and Britain's close security ties with the United States. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And Russia is now saying that it is possible the plane crash that killed mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin last week was caused by what it is now calling deliberate wrongdoing, and urged to wait till the end of the investigation for more. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.